South Groovy, thank you.
All right, Liz, how are you doing today?
All right, Mario, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. Just another day here in paradise. It's Monday.
Oh, yeah.
you know, I can't tell you
absolutely.
I'm jumping off my chair. That's definitely not the case. But
right.
Anyhow, brother, I'm gonna.
For me, it still feels like the same Monday from last week, though. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're definitely a little behind there then. I'm gonna try to keep things pretty straight to the point and as brief as I can, Greg. I like to be very respectful and mindful of people's time here. So, let me ask, Arizona Commercial Kitchen Repair. I mean, obviously, you know, the name says it all there. What exactly do you specialize in aside from that? I mean, you're just doing repairs in the kitchen, or is there something else that you do?
No, we repair commercial grade cooking equipment, refrigeration, HVAC. We do installs, all types of equipment that they use for restaurants, hospitals, schools, colleges, corporates, you know, things like that.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me just be very straight to the point here with you, Greg. If, you know, are you in a position right now where, let's say you start receiving calls, you know, in the event that we work with one another, and we place you on that first page of Google, if you start getting calls from clients, commercial wise, obviously, are you in a spot right now where you're able to handle more customers? Can you take on more, more business?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. And the reason I ask is, you know, we want to make sure whoever we work with has that capability, right? This is the first, this is the first page of Google. So obviously, the pace is pretty, little faster than the norm. So this is what we're proposing, brother. We're proposing to put Arizona Commercial Kitchen Repair, on Google's first page right alongside of Precision Food Equipment, Cindy, Restaurant Repair, Cooking Equipment, Specialist, Arrowhead Commercial Equipment Repair AZ, Metrotex, E&J, Tech 24, and America Service Alliance. Not sure
well,
if you
I'm
heard
surprised,
of it.
I'm surprised the top five aren't there. You got like the well, I'm actually shocked at that list, but okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are the guys that are paying for, you know, to be on Google's first page, man. And I'll tell you something.
Right.
They stay quite busy there. You know, and it's not because.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I mean, they're not as busy as you think because we're all in the same industry. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you right now, the word of mouth from a few of those is they're already, you know, on board with us. So they can keep being the top one because I know most of them and I know how well they do. So they're paying to be on the top spot for a reason. You know, when you have poor rapport with your customers or you don't follow through or you don't be a company of your word and stuff like that, you tend
right.
to have to pay for more
mm-hmm.
volume to get out of it. So,
hey, you're absolutely right, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, work ethics always speak for themselves as well. You're absolutely right there, Greg. I mean, you know, you do good work, you're going to create your own baseline of customers that are going to create more referrals for you. So I couldn't agree with
sure.
you more there. So, I mean,
that's
we
why,
would...
you know, just mm-hmm. Mary, just real quick for you, just so that you know how we're built and we're established.
Okay.
I'm not established customer base. We're
okay.
established manufacturer base. Okay. So of our base of manufacturers, is what takes care of, I'm going to say right now, 75% of our revenue. Okay. That keeps us out of the grip hold of the customer to do what they want and as they will with us. All right. Because the customers want to make what they are doing out here right now on the West Coast. They're trying to make the new company previously responsible for what the old company didn't do. And they try to, so we got out of that grip hold immediately from the start. So we deal with about 20 different manufacturers that we do warranty work for. Okay. And that's what grows our business, not the customer base. We are looking to grow the customer base, and we're looking to explore to see how that avenue is. But just knowing that Tech24 is paying to be on the top one means to me that they're not doing too good. Okay? Because anybody who really is trying to build a solid business, they're not doing so as much advertising as you think. But okay. But continue, I'm sorry. But No worries. Other 25, we're looking for that other 25% funnel out of something. We tried Yelp. Yelp didn't work. We canceled Yelp. They want me to spend like 6 months with them before they can actually evolve their website to be able to funnel commercial grade customers to us. I'm like,
that doesn't make sense.
I'm not paying you for 6 months for you to develop your website so that I can handle my business. No, I ain't doing
so. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
no,
at all.
Just,
my nine-year-old didn't make sense to him.
Like, what's this guy's name from, I don't know if you're, you know, how old you are, but I remember when I was little, I used to watch Popeye, and the guy said, hey, can I pay you on Tuesday?
That's right. Wimpy.
Yeah, you know. It's the same concept. Huh? Can you pay me today and 6 months later we'll work on it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is what's
funny
because
we did two follow up calls with them too. And they still couldn't figure out how to do it. And I'm like, I'd be a millionaire if I was a freaking residential, you know, repair company, but I'm not.
Well,
I got 150 leads in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, we can
totally
also
in our category.
We can also work on the commercial end, you know, with Google services. I think that, you know, once you see what we're able to bring to the table, I think you'll be pretty happy with it. But again, that's going to be your decision. But anyhow, what we would do is that we would put Arizona Commercial Kitchen Repair on Google's first page as one of the top recommended companies. If you are open for, obviously, like you said, residential customers, we can list you as that as well, or we can keep it commercial, whichever you prefer.
It's just commercial. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
What happens with the residential requires too many more insurances, too much higher level insurances because you're dealing with a person's home, you know. So
it makes sense.
When you go to a home to do a repair, you know, they have a nicked table. You walk in and do a repair, so all of a sudden that nicked table is your fault and never went near the table. You know, it's too much of that stuff. So that's what we don't do.
Too much of a headache. It sounds like.
Anyway, yeah, it really is. Beautiful contractors.
All right, so you have your website already as well, right? ArizonaCommercialKitchenRepair.com. Okay, is that domain yours, Craig, or is that?
I believe it's mine through GoDaddy. I would have to go back to GoDaddy and really see, but I believe it's mine through GoDaddy. And what we were trying to do, because I didn't go with GoDaddy for my website stuff, I went with design.com because it was very easy to navigate through and build it.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't found out from design.com if I can pull that. And GoDaddy is a 4-year purchase. So I have to figure that all out. But
okay. Well, as long as you have the domain, we can work with that.
Yeah, I was talking to Ruby. I was telling her, give me one second. If you guys are able to email me, I can send you the HPP link. But yeah, the HTTPS is on all our emails. It's https://// Arizona Commercial Kitchen Repair.com. Okay, so that's our link to our website.
Okay,
so
excellent.
That's what we've been using on all our documentation so that people can, because we don't advertise. We haven't been advertising, but we're kind of set up in a way and exploring, like I told you with Yelp and stuff like that. So we haven't really, I don't know. I have to go back to that and see if that email that we have on our card is solidified through them and
okay.
And
no worries.
Us, so.
Not a big deal. Like I said, we can, the reason I'm asking is we can get that website on the first page of Google as well. Cause I mean, having a website, you know, it's a good thing, but you know, what you want to do is make sure that it's creating traffic, right? That people are looking at the site, you know, when they're looking for any type of, commercial kitchen repair, you want to make sure that they're there looking at that and what services you can offer them. So we're able to list that on Google's first page as well, alongside with building a GBP, a Google Business Profile for the company. Are you guys on social media by any chance, Greg?
We're getting there. We're linked up with LinkedIn right now and X, but we really haven't done much with it. We've been really busy with work, so which is a good
gotcha.
Thing.
Gotcha. That's good. That's good. Okay.
So yeah, we just bought our fourth vehicle, so
okay.
We are definitely expanding.
Well, the reason that I'm asking is that part of the service, Google and Facebook have an association, right? They have a partnership, so we would be able to help build a business profile on Facebook for Arizona Commercial, and then we would promote it for you through social media, and then we would also run ads, which are like the commercial base that come up on Facebook. We would run the ads on Facebook for the business as well, and that's already included with the service. You don't pay extra for that.
Okay.
And then lastly, the last platform that we would list you guys on is Apple. Apple is also associated with Google, so we would list you on Apple through Apple Maps. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we would also list you through Apple. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, you guys will be in five different platforms, so I mean, you definitely get your name out there. I mean, that's the primary
yep.
thing. Pricing.
Absolutely.
Let's talk turkey.
Yep.
Buckle up. No, I'm just kidding, brother. It's actually quite affordable. You don't need to buckle up. It's
Okay.
it's $299 a month. There's no contract. There is a one-time $99 setup charge that's paid by every person whom comes into Google's first page and then goes into Facebook, Bing, and the platform on Apple. You do pay the first month you pay $99 for the programming and setup fee, but you only pay that $99 one time. Every single month, it's a flat rate of $299, and there's no contract, Greg. So, aside from how many leads you're getting, how many jobs you're landing, how many calls are being generated, all you would pay is that $299 flat rate. And that amount would never change. Okay. Because there's no contract, obviously you have the right to cancel the service anytime if we're not meeting your expectations. Right. But then again.
Okay.
It's Google, right? I mean, I don't think that, you know, if we're, well, I mean, it's the reality, Greg. I mean, if we're keeping you busy and you're
absolutely,
work,
I'm not, Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you on what you're saying. I'm just giggling because.
You're it's all good, brother. I just, I just say, hey, if we're keeping you busy, I don't think you're going to want to cancel. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's right. That's why I was giggling at what you were saying, because I knew where you were going with this. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. I figured you knew.
I mean,
was like,
sounds good.
You know, and the good thing that,
so what is needed all front? This is the question.
Here.
You
need
$400 all front, or is it the $99 to start off with?
No, let me.
$99 you build out at the end of every month.
No, you gotta pay for the services up front, to get the services started with Google. So the first month, you're looking at $398, and then every month after is $299. Well, even the first month is $299. The only difference with the first month is that programming charge kicks in for the $99. But every single month is $299. That doesn't change. Okay.
Right. So it's an extra $100 for the first month because you gotta pay
to do the content, to do the programming. I mean, it's the IT.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I mean, it sounds like you've been around for, you know,
I'm
exactly.
52. I'm going on 52, man. I've been around since before computers.
Hey, you're 52?
I promise you, I wasn't. Yeah.
You're not, man, you're still young, brother. I mean, I'm 10 years younger.
Yeah.
I'm 42.
Oh, there you go. No. Well, wait till you hit my age. You try to party for the weekend, and then you realize, okay, I got to work Monday. You feel like it's still Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, bro, I don't know how you could do it. I mean, I'm 42, and I got to measure. If I party one day, I better party on a Saturday to take the whole Sunday to relax, you know, because I need time to recoup, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, at my age, you need a vacation more than a time to recoup.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, how do I wake up from this freaking coma? Oh, geez.
Oh, that's actually quite, that's pretty good. I need a vacation at your age, huh? All right, let me ask
you. Do you have our email address?
Yeah. You'll get everything as a confirmation here. Let me just ask a few questions, and we can get the ball rolling. You know, we want to give
sure.
you that first placement on Google. That way, we can assign that first page to Arizona Commercial. What's your last name, brother?
Caracappa. C A R A C A. P-P-A.
Eric Kappa. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, bro, that's how you manage.
You want to know something? There you go, quick.
Go ahead.
I'm on the phone with you. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I'm on the phone with you is because you were the first phone call from Google in a week. Okay? Because I blocked 101 callers from Google because I was dealing with Yelp. And everybody kept on calling from Google asking my Yelp reviews how it's working, trying to get me on board. So you guys have my email. Why don't you just email me I spoke to 5 people. After that, I said, email me what you want, and I'll look into it. And if I feel comfortable enough about it, I'll reach out to you, right? You're
mm-hmm.
the first one. The only reason why I answered you is because it's been over a week since I spoke to a Google person. And we just got off of Yelp, so I figured, let me answer this call because I know it's Google. And I'm glad I'm waiting to talk to somebody, and it's you because.
Well, I'll tell you this, brother. If I was able to speak to more people like you throughout my days, man, I would not mind my job whatsoever, man. You know, for the most part, I get people that are just, you know, a pain in the you know what. They're just like, yeah, man. How much is it? $400. All right, sign me up and shut up and you know.
Or get the hell off my phone. You're too
right,
funny,
right.
You know,
for the most part, I can't sit here and shoot the you know what. So it's actually a pleasure speaking with you, Greg.
Well,
you know?
Well, we're supposed to listen. In business, we're supposed to be building relationships, not just customers. So that's what we try to do. That's awesome. What we do in our business, and we build relationships, because relationships last forever if you do them right, if you take care of them right, and customers come and go. So, you know.
That's right. That's right.
It's
that's
a whole
awesome.
Different level of loyalty.
What's your email address, Greg?
It is the company name, Arizona Commercial Kitchen Repair, LLC, but it's all abbreviated. So it's A period, C period, K period, R period, LLC@gmail.com. Because it ain't asking anybody to write out that whole name. I make it easy for myself to write it out.
At Gmail, you said, right?
It's a catchy name, Mario. It's just, it's too friggin' long.
You just reminded me. I had a boss a long time ago. I'm talking about like maybe 15 years ago. I was one of the general managers for Verizon, and my boss, he was from Puerto Rico, and he just reminded me. I haven't heard anybody call me the way he just pronounced my name. He pronounced it identically, just like you, Mario. You know, and it just reminded me of him. That's
well, I'm not from Arizona. We live here. But I'm from the East Coast, so.
Okay, that makes sense. He was from New York too. Okay.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, he was from New York too. So Mario, and normally everybody here. Well, I mean, we're based out of California. I mean, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles myself, and everybody here says Mario, right? But when he would address me, he just it was different.
The pronunciation of the A is like Mario.
Mario,
like,
yeah.
Mario.
All right, help me out here. The email that you gave me is coming up back as incorrect, so I must be doing something wrong. So it's Arizona, period, commercial,
yep.
Period.
Period. Well, again, it's A. It's not the name itself. It's just A-C-K-R.
Oh,
period.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
One,
okay.
So A-C-K-R. That's right.
Okay, C, period. A.
No wonder why you were giggling when I said your name was long. you freaking right. Yeah, they had the periods in here too, man. Yeah, it's all lowercase A period, C period, K period, R period, LLC, all lowercase @gmail.com.
All right, give me one second. Let me correct that on here. I'll tell you, man, you're going to love the services on Google, brother. Trust me when I tell you that. Not only because I work here, because I'm not, you know, we're not commission-based, you know, like many other guys are. And, you know, they want to promise you the moon and the stars and, you know, you're going to be rich in 2 months, all that other baloney stuff, man.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 jobs that I've gotten from Google when I even linked up for Google. 3 customers that we've gotten from Google.
Okay, yeah. Well, let alone
one's a very big customer. One's a very big customer too. So it's
well, you wait till you come up as a first
college
option there, man. So I mean, if work is what you want, let's
well,
get
listen,
this.
100 at least. Listen, I told the guy, yeah, but so the rule of business. If you ever study business, you ever educate yourself about business, the rule of thumb business. Sales and marketing. Okay, for every 10 customers you reach out to, you should get 1 back. Okay, for every 100, you should get 10. And for every 1,000, you should get. You know, that's the rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I told the guy on Yelp, I've gotten more customers by walking down the block in the last 3 days, going to the nearest mini mall, than you guys have given me in 30 days. Zero.
Oh man. Now that 602-751-3170, that's a good number where the clients can reach you?
That is the office.
Okay.
That's the number we're on right now.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine. And then how far outside of Chandler?
Out cell phone. Mm-hmm.
How far outside
you
of Chandler are you?
Cell phone?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Sorry. There's a delay. Go, 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 go.
No. Go ahead.
Delay. I was saying to you that, you know, we keep it as a cell phone because it's versatile. Landlines are no longer needed. We need to be able to text the customer, email the customer. Mm-hmm. So we need little handheld devices, computers in our hand. That's why we use a cell phone. But anyway, I didn't know if you caught that it was a cell phone or a landline, but okay.
Okay. No worries.
Sorry.
Now, how far outside of Chandler are you willing to travel for new clients?
So like I told Rudy, we travel up to 2 hours outside of the center of Phoenix is our coverage area, which I have a map I can send you guys that is very easy. It's nice and pink.
Okay.
Sounds
like it's about 80 miles or so. So.
Yeah, I would say 80 to 100 miles. I would say 80 to 100 miles. You know,
okay.
We may make some exceptions, but typically, because we have our technicians that we hire, we have strategically placed on the map. So
okay.
I have most of our guys are 45 minutes to an hour outside of Phoenix. Again, that gives them a good coverage area. So we just extended to 2 hours outside of the center of Phoenix because that gives them only 1 hour from their homes and 1 hour back, whether it's north, south, east, west.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So,
gotcha.
So we
gotcha.
Get a lot more coverage area for a lot more clients. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I also sent you a text message. I don't know if this line gets text, but it seems like it went through. With my information and the company info, so just so you can have something for your reference. Now.
Yep, I got you.
Okay, perfect. And then what days and what times would you like it to say on Google that you're open for business?
We're open for business Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Monday through Friday.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hey, you lived in New York, Greg. How's your Spanish, man?
My español is muy poquito. No,
hey, that was,
no
that was good. That was good enough. That was good enough.
Well,
I bet.
I mean, if I really get around some Spanish talking people, I can really just jump right back into it. I don't have many out here. The West Coast, but I don't have more in New York, you know. But they pretty much told me all the bad shit, you know.
I could imagine. I was just going to say, I bet you know the bad words. You know?
Oh, yeah, easy.
I'm sure you can order you some Mexican food as well. I mean, that's what matters, too, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh,
so,
funny.
All right.
So we are open on Saturday from 8. We do give 8 to 4 availability on Saturday.
Okay.
But that's going to be covered under, that would be, you know, covered under emergency hours.
Emergency hours, okay.
We have emergency hours Saturday and Sunday. So, you know.
Okay, perfect. All right. And you said you had a Facebook page, or you did not? I'm sorry. You don't have a business one, or you do?
No, I don't have a business Facebook page.
Okay, no worries. We'll do that for you. And you do have the Arizona, commercial kitchen.
We are a professor. I don't know if you ever heard that company.
Yes, I have heard of it.
Cefesa is the OSHA of our company, of our industry. So
okay.
We are a Cefesa certified company, and
perfect.
We are, because we have certified technicians, we're Cefesa master certified also.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. Now, on tomorrow's Tuesday, brother. Tomorrow's
mm-hmm.
Tuesday, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT department. I mean, I'm sure... You know what our IT guys do, right? They take care of all the Google stuff, put you on
the
first
page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they do all the back end work, man. They'll give you a courtesy call tomorrow. Greg, what time tomorrow, could you spare about 20 or 30 minutes?
I would say probably about the same time tomorrow.
Same time, okay.
So it's, figure about 2 o'clock p.m. afternoon, Arizona. I guess it's Pacific Rim time right now. Or is it?
Are you guys also PST in Chandler?
Right now my clock is reading 2:55.
Well, same. Okay, so we're in the same we're in the same time zone. It's also 2:55
okay.
here. So I will I'll lock you in for 2 p.m. tomorrow then.
Sounds good.
Give me a second here. Just make sure you pick up that call. It's the IT guys. They're the ones that are going to do the back-end work to get you on that first page, brother.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
You will I do have to create a password for the account, Greg. That's just in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to verify that we're speaking to you and you alone. So you have three questions you can choose from. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
You can do my pet's name.
Okay, what is that?
Lobo.
Okay, you don't need to spell that for me. I definitely know.
No, I didn't think that.
Is that his actual name or is it Wolf?
No, my dog's name is Lobo. Wolf.
Okay.
We do it in Spanish for Wolf, but my first dog when I was born was named Lobo. Because she looked like a wolf.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry if I ask you this again, brother. The system just prompted me to ask you. If you were to start receiving calls from the Google profile, you are able to handle more business, correct?
Of course.
Okay. Sorry for the question again. All right. And then
you
do have access to that email address you provided, right, Greg? The
yep.
8.c.k.rllc@gmail.com. Yeah, I came back valid when I corrected all the periods on there. Okay, perfect. So I'll send the confirmations there right now in 1 second. Bear with me. Now, there's two different ways, Greg, that you're allowed to process the payment to get the ball rolling. The company allows you to do it with a company card if you have one. If not, you can use a personal one. Which would you prefer?
I would probably go with the company, but you guys got to give me time to get myself situated. And we've been crash coursing and moving and shaking money all around. Like I said, we just want a fourth vehicle.
Okay.
We just increased all of our insurances to take on our college that we just got, because they require a different type of insurances all the way through from your general liability to even car insurance. It's been a little bit of a headache, but can we revisit this, or can we,
you've been a straight shooter with me, brother, and I appreciate you, man. I promise I didn't come here today to waste your time, so I'm just going to be very straightforward with you. Yeah, I mean, if you want to, revisit this in a week from now, that's perfectly fine. The only thing, and that, just so you understand the way that Google operates, is that to put somebody on Google's first page, it's not like anybody can just show up and say, hey, put me on the first page. It doesn't work that way, right? There has to be a spot open within Google's first page to put you on there.
I got you.
So, mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to continue to call the Chandler area till we get that spot filled in. If it's a financial thing, I mean, if it's something you're really interested, right, Greg, because I also, like I said, I don't want to waste your time, but if it's something that you are definitely interested in, what I could do as a courtesy – and as a supervisor, I can waive that setup fee, which we normally don't do. Maybe that helps you in some type of way. And then I can get you on board.
It's not actually a financial problem. It's just
okay.
A setup problem, because it's going to be a reoccurring payment that's going to be coming off of a certain credit card. I have to designate the credit card. I have to clean up the credit card or find a credit card to use that I will get the most benefit from Google's charges against it. You know, so we don't throw away our money. We try to save our money as much as possible. 99 of my business stuff goes off to one and two business credit cards that give us the highest cash return back value for everything that we purchase on those cards. Okay, so I have to either make sure I create room on all of our revolving stuff. Okay, so it's not just like, okay, let's just jump into the stack and we're good to go. Mm-hmm. I actually have to do some work at my end.
I understand. Right. Well, one of the things that I can
meet up for you know,
No, I get it, brother. I mean, I have, three or four different cards that I use the same way as you do, to make sure I'm getting the best cash, return on them through my Amex or Discover or whatever, but I know what you're saying. One of the things that we can do here, if it helps as well, is that, prior to the next payment being processed, I mean, I can always give you a courtesy call, you know, 4 or 5 days in advance and say, hey, Greg, your next payment is going to be coming up. Did you want to keep this card on file or do you want to switch it over to a different one?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I understand all that. It's actually, I've just moved tens of thousands of dollars around.
Okay.
And it takes a week or two for it to settle into the accounts and get going. So it's like I said, it's more of a time thing, not a money thing. It's just we have to have our stuff. We have a certain process that we do, just like Google has. Okay, we want money coming out or being paid out of certain accounts.
Okay,
we don't do attachments to bank checking accounts and stuff like that. We go through certain accounts. We usually use credit. Okay, and we just have to set it up so that. Okay, we gotta clear this out. We gotta put Google here. You know, it has to be a process. There's a little bit of process on our end to ensure that you guys get paid and to ensure that we don't go delinquent. You know, so it's not a matter of shooting from the hip and saying yes or no, or whether you convinced me or not. Actually, your phone call was appreciated. Of course, I was gonna call you guys actually, Google, and probably this week sometime.
Okay.
To speak to you guys about it and so on and so forth. So, I just want to make sure that you don't lose anything at your end because I like you. The other people that I was dealing with that I was getting phone calls from, I don't like. They were nasty people. they were just totally ridiculous. Didn't listen to a word I said. Just overtalked me. You know, it was just bad. It was bad. So, how do I get back to you?
That text that I sent you has my direct extension and my phone number.
Okay.
I can also, when were you, getting things, together? Like, I mean, I can also call you back. I mean, where were you?
I need to get through this week. I need to get through this week because we just made the changes last week at the end of the week. All right, so it's going to take about a week or so to go through, but I have a couple of things that I can move around if I need to. I just need the time to figure it out and move it around. If I can, or if I can't, I have to wait that week, then I'll wait. But you're probably looking at within the next week or so.
Okay.
That we can solidify the partnership. But
okay.
I can't do it right this second. And like I said, no worries. I just want to make sure – whatever your attachment is with me right now, that relationship keeps going because, like I said, I won't deal with anybody else that calls me from Google anyway, just because of the bad experience I had with them, you know, and it just wasn't proper business, seriously.
Yeah, well, so. Here's the thing, brother, whenever you're ready then, you got my direct number, that's the 877 number, and then my extension's 1128.
Yep.
Shoot me a call, and then we'll get things initiated from that point.
Okay, Mario, is that extension? What was the extension? Just write it down.
1128.
1128, huh? God, man, that's real close to my birthday. I'm not kidding. My birthday is 11/22.
Oh,
first
wow.
For my birthday.
That, believe it or not, that was, you know what? I used that password for everything. I was married for 18 years.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
And that was
time.
That, November 28th was our anniversary date. And
appreciate
I've been separated for 3 years now, and I'm thinking, oh man, whatever. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be pity and change that date just because we separated. I was like, I'm going to keep it, you know, unfortunate for me, if she ever gets a hold of my card, she knows the pin to everything.
Listen, we've all been there. We've all done it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm on my second, so
okay.
I'm very, very alert to opening up a bank account saying, where the fuck did all the money go?
Yeah.
Wait a second. There's not supposed to be any zeros in my account. What the hell
right.
is going on? We've all been there, and trust me, you're not alone out there, right? So, but I would say for your betterness, start working one by one and changing them out. Well, that's just in case. Take your time, you know. Just one by one. I know it's hating it, but try to do it.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
Listen, let's touch base next week for sure. If you want to shoot me a text, you want to shoot me an email, you want to shoot me a phone call, whatever, what have you, Mario. I get your extension. If it clears up sooner than later, I'll shoot you a text or a call, and then we'll go from there. All right?
Okay.
But I want to continue with you.
You know
I
what?
Don't want to continue with
yeah.
anybody else. All right?
Sounds good. Well, you got my number, man. If anybody calls you, just, you know, you can just say, hey, man, I'm working with somebody. I'm just going to call him back. And that'll do it. For the most part, they'll probably be, you know, persistent on speaking with you, but you can just call me.
I promise you, Mario, they will end up on block. I promise you, I got no patience with these people. Okay. Ruby was very nice. She was
okay.
very nice. She
okay.
introduced herself. She, you know, she was the first, and these are the people that I'm talking about, those people, the ones that make the first contact with you. I mean, there was like, I'm telling you, I have to have at least 100 of them blocked on my thing. And he goes to me, the last guy told me, this is what he told me, a week ago. He goes, oh, you can keep doing that. It's not going to help. We're just still can't be able to get to you. I hung up the phone, blocked him. I was like, yeah, mofo, watch how many times I block these numbers. I said, it's not like a challenge to me.
No, man. We.
I'm a dumb New Yorker. I'll take that challenge.
No, man. For the sake of our job, we can't even address the clients that way. I'm sorry that you had to deal with that, man.
Well, I know. That's why I'm on the phone so long with you, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. That's why.
Likewise, brother.
I
really say that, man. I look
sure.
forward to hearing from you next week, man. You take care now, brother.
You got it. You have a great day, Mario. Talk to you next
Thank
week.
You so much. Okay, bye-bye now.
You got it.